there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Captain Patrick, filming today's festivities here at the new broadcast facility of Scuba Radio. And we look great.
Can I show the rest of the studio?
No.
Okay.
No. And when I say
we don't look so good then.
And when I say we, I just really mean me.
Got it.
I'm just not.
It's what we call reflected glory.
Yes. We'll go with that. But
that was my art film name.
I wish I would have got more video last week. I was mostly focused on stills with the humpback whales. I got a little bit of video, but I mostly shot.
Well, it makes sense because those humpback whales essentially just lay there in the water completely motionless, impersonating reefs.
No, they move around quite a bit, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, here it was. I was thinking that these giant animals would be motionless in the water. No.
No, they're mating. It's mating season for a lot of them, so they're moving. They're rowdy.
They're moving quite a bit.
They would have these rowdy groups, which would be
large
a female
groups of
and several escorts trying to vie for her affection.
One very popular female.
Yes,
I may have dated her in high school.
Maybe, haven't we all?
Show me her tail.
Before the end of the first hour, I had asked you what the water temp was where you were diving off of the DR, as you affectionately call it. Everybody else calls it the Dominican Republic.
Right. DR is how the cool people say it. Yeah.
Of one.
Yeah.
So you said it was like mid-70s?
No, it was a little more than that. It was like 78. So
okay.
it was just warm enough. Maybe a 3-mil wetsuit would have been ideal. But I was just wearing my Lava Core top from Oceanic, and that did the trick. That was
so
fine. Because you'd be in the water. Most of the time, we were just in for a few minutes, be in the water maybe 10, 15 minutes at a time. Then we'd jump out. Every once in a while, we'd have an extended period where, like, we saw some sleeping whales. And so you go there, and they'd be sleeping on the bottom of the ocean. And you'd kind of snorkel up to them and watch them. And then every 15 minutes or so, they'd come and take a breath of air. And then they'd sink right back down and sleep. So we hung out there quite a bit and got a little chilly during that because you're pretty much just hanging in one spot. But,
okay, well, as the only non-diver sitting in with the show, unlike the boating show where you guys aren't boaters, and I am, although you do dress like a boater.
Yes.
But doesn't make you one.
I play one on the radio.
Yeah, that's what I heard. What's the coldest water that you've ever dove in?
Oh.
Coldest water I ever dove in was in Chicago at Hague Quarry. I was in a dry suit, and it was in 60, maybe 60.
What's the oldest body of water you've ever dove in?
The oldest body of water that I ever dove
in? Other than your bathtub.
Well, that pretty much messes up that answer. Oldest body of water?
Yeah.
The ocean.
He's referencing a story. If we have time later on, we want to talk about this. Lake Vostok, sealed in Antarctic ice, has been reached by drillers. It's 2.5 miles beneath the Antarctica's ice, and this could be quite an interesting dive.
Yeah, well, it'd be considered a deep dive, I'm guessing.
Well, you'd go down 2 miles before you got to the water, yes. That part would be deep.
And that body of water is 20 million years old. It has not been seen by man.
Really?
Yep.
So it would be pristine It would be very clean.
It would be
water.
Greg,
a virgin dive.
Or it'd be really old water.
Yeah.
Sounds
past its expiration.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe.
But before that, we got to talk with Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures, my favorite person on the planet.
Because he was responsible for taking me away from you for a whole week.
You know what? I take that as a win.
Yeah.
You know, going away on vacation with you is not as much win as you going away on vacation.
Well, it depends
and me
on where
not
I
going.
Go, I guess, doesn't it?
Oh, there was that one that you came back with matching painted toenails.
There was that one.
Actually, that was the same boat. We were on that. It's funny you bring that up, Patrick, because Clay was right there. I believe we were sitting at dinner one time, and I'm looking over there, and I said, hey, that's where Demi and Bill put on mermaid tails and painted their toenails. You remember that disturbing mental picture there, Clay?
You know, I remember that, but I'm, you know, more than that, I'm sort of wondering whether you're calling last week a vacation or whether you're calling it a business trip or how does the plan
work? Wait a sec. Does the IRS listen to this show?
Shush.
Because if they do, it was very much of a business trip. And if his wife is listening, that's not going to happen. So we don't need to come up with an eventuality for that.
Honey, they were humpback whales. I picked up a few tips. All right. Wasn't that funny? Anyway, Clay, thanks again for allowing me to experience that adventure last week. That was a ball. And I know you've done it a couple times, but it just never gets old, I'm guessing, does it?
No, it's just a cool trip. It's unlike the normal liveaboard dive trip, it's really relaxing. I mean, there's really, I've been going out on the boats morning and afternoon. Other than that, basically sit around and drink and gab and have a really relaxing week. So, like I told you before, it really is, aside from being a business trip, it is pretty much a vacation.
Yeah, well, it's very relaxing for sure because, like you said, I love diving. I love to get out there and get the, three, four, five dives a day if you want. However, when you just have to snorkel, you jump in the water when you want to go and you get out of the water and you pop open a beer, whatever you want to do, and just really kick back and relax. There's not much technical time, like prepping gear or cleaning gear up or moving stuff around or prepping for your next dive, that kind of thing. So it's very, very relaxing. I got a lot of sleep in last week as well. I felt like a whale when I actually walked off that boat because of the lack of activity that I experienced during the week and the food that I ingested, which was awesome.
Normally, on a liveaboard dive, it's sleep, eat, dive, sleep, eat, dive, yeah. Sleep, eat. But without as many dives, it's just a lot more of the sleeping and eating cycling,
yes,
back and forth.
Exactly. And then snorkel. And, yeah. But it's awesome. It's a great trip for sure. And just to be in the water and in presence of those animals, that's pretty it's remarkable stuff. It's definitely has to be on most divers' lists. If not anybody's list, whether you're a diver or not, that's what's nice about that particular trip. You don't have to scuba dive, and you could just be a friend. Lorraine, she wasn't diving, right? She was just kind of enjoying most the stuff from the boat.
Yeah, she was. She snorkeled a few times. The water got 1 or 2 days. The water got a little bit rough for her, but yeah, she just enjoyed the whale watching. I think she came back with something like 3,000 photos or something that we're still wading through. But
yes,
it's a great trip for a non-diver, and it's even a great trip for a diver. I mean, I don't when I do those trips, I don't miss diving for the week because there's so much such cool stuff you can see while floating on the top of the water. It's not a big deal.
Well, that's true. And I had a goal. I had set my sights on getting that Bob Talbot whale tail picture and just say, hey, I took that. And after doing and attempting this for a week, I really appreciate his skills way more than I did before.
The next time that he does that, it's going to be from a gift shop somewhere, and
yes,
it will be a print, and he will have taken it.
Well, you
and
will
hopefully
see
left money on the counter.
The picture at scubaradio.com is the closest I came. And I got the whale tail, and it turned out pretty good.
It's not a bad picture.
It's not a bad picture. It's not a Bob Talbot, obviously.
No.
But
if everyone could take them.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, you are everyone.
Well, back when he took that picture, that Magna Terra, I think I'm saying that right, the famous whale tail picture from Bob Talbot, it's in every picture poster store in America, or if not the world. It's on my wall at my home. And I mean, that was before there was digital photography. And to see that he captured that moment when the whale's curving the tail just perfectly. And if you step back from that picture, Bill, it almost looks like a nun with her arm stretched out. Have you ever looked at that picture?
And seen a nun? It turns out, no.
I'm telling you, if you look at it and kind of, like, you know, fuzz
out. How much drinking do I have to do first? Or is there something extra that you get when you're in the Dominican that helps
two
see
beers.
That?
Two beers will do it. It's a two-beer.
You're channeling the flying nun again, Greg?
Yes, exactly. It's like the flying nun. That is exactly
and here's what happens. Eventually, that that poster says to you, you like me. You really like me.
Oh, well, that's after the fourth or fifth beer when it starts talking. All right, hey, we got more with Clay from Explore Ventures next. Big announcement, too. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Captain, we are being hailed.
Scuba, scuba, scuba radio.
Scuba, scuba,
scuba, scuba.
Fascinating.
All right, we have Clay McArdle from Explore Ventures on the line with us. And, you know, we're reminiscing about my humpback whale trip in the Dominican Republic. You can go to exploreventures.com and book that trip on the Turks and Caicos Explore 2 Liveaboard. It goes now through, what, the end of March, slightly, maybe the first week or so into April. Is that right, Clay? That sound right?
Yeah, the last departure goes out April 7th from Puerto Plata.
There you go.
That's the trip. There's still some space available now.
Yeah, there may be a spot or two left for the season, so take advantage of it if you got the time. You won't be sorry, and you can thank me by sending me a big fat check or something, or a picture of you and a whale waving to me. Maybe that would work.
What's your preference?
Both, actually. If you know, okay. It's Valentine's Day. Maybe there people were in a more giving kind of mood, so maybe they would feel free to combine the two. And a box of chocolates.
Well,
why not? Throw in that.
I think if they sent you a check, that'd be outstanding. If they sent you a picture with them with a whale, it'd probably just be a fluke anyway.
Ah, there we go.
Nicely done.
Bill was waiting for those.
That was good.
Oh, well, let's talk about something else.
Oh, well.
Thank you. So, Clay, next week you are going to be in
Chicago.
Shut
your blowhole. Sorry.
Quit it.
I think humpbacks have twin blowholes, so I think I should be the one to say that.
That's true. Did you know that? They have two blowholes.
Yep.
And that creates a unique pattern to the blow, doesn't it?
What?
Yeah, apparently, according to Tom Conlon, you can, I believe, and somebody may correct me if I'm wrong, but toothed whales have one blowhole and baleen whales have two blowholes, and most of the time you can tell from the angle of the spout what kind of whale you're looking at from the surface.
There you go. See, you learned something new right
actually,
there.
Actually, I knew that from having read Moby Dick. And I wish I was kidding. But yeah. I do know that from having read Moby Dick.
Really? Because Moby Dick was a sperm whale.
Actually, there's a lot about whales in Moby Dick.
Yeah.
There's quite a few chapters where he goes far afield. But that's really not what we're supposed to be talking about, is it?
Yeah, we've talked about whales enough, at least for now. So we're going
to go because it's the Valentine's Day edition.
Yeah. So we're going to go to Chicago next week for Our World Underwater. Clay's going to be there representing Explore Ventures. Of course, we'll be there doing our scuba radio thing. We've teamed up with Divers Alert Network for a big promotion. Now, I'm ready to let you spill the beans on this, Clay. Are you ready? Can we tell the world now or no?
You know, I don't know. Should we? Or should we wait? Should we wait for Our World Underwater to let everybody know?
Well, no. We can spill the beans a little bit now. Let's go ahead and tell them what we have planned.
The fanfare has gone, so now you have to say.
That's
you have to
true.
Do something. The fanfare's gone.
Yeah, we paid these guys. That would be a waste of trumpets and bugles and those real long, skinny trombone-looking things. All right, so here we go. Next week at Our World Underwater, we will launch the first promotion, first phase of the official Scuba Radio Divers Alert Network Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise giveaway. That's right. Not only are we giving away a spot on a liveaboard cruise with Scuba Radio and Divers Alert Network and Explore Ventures, we're giving away two spots at Our World Underwater. Two spaces on an exclusive cruise in October, October 6th, in the Turks and Caicos. We'll be on board with the mermaids. We're going to try to get the scuba cowboy on board. Bill probably won't be able to make it, so you're safe there. And of course, we're going to have some we're going to have Dan and Betty from Divers Alert Network. They're going to be on the trip with us.
I need to go.
And we're going to have at least two Chicago divers on the boat. And here's here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. We're actually going to do three spots at Our World Underwater because we're giving away two spots.
And we're going to charge somebody for a spot.
Well, no, we've donated a spot on the trip for the Our World Underwater Scholarship Fund silent auction. So you'll have a shot at Our World Underwater.
A Chicagoland mime will be on the cruise. That's not what you mean by a silent auction? No.
No. They might be a mime. There's no stipulations, I guess, in the rules that they can't be a mime and win this trip. Is that true, Clay? I don't know. I'll leave that up to you.
You know, we didn't think about that, but we might want to make that stipulation.
Yeah. No mimes. Nobody likes mimes. That's true. Yeah. But no, we're going to launch this big promotion for our friends there in Chicago. So if you go to Our World Underwater next week, you have a huge opportunity to win a massive prize. And go on a liveaboard trip that you will never forget in the Turks and Caicos. It's going to be a ball. And, you know, if you're not in Chicago,
You get a cruise, and you get a cruise. It's like Oprah here.
No, it won't be like. Well, actually, next week it will be kind of like Oprah, won't it?
Yeah.
We are.
It's all Chicago all the time.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's how she sounds, too.
I mean, we could do that. Why not? I mean, but there might be more than three people in the audience. It'd be a little bit of a letdown. But for next week, we will announce something for everyone else. So that's where we'll leave the tease. How about that, Clay?
Well, sounds good. Well, there'll be...
And you get a bumper sticker, 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 and you get a bumper sticker.
That's not true. We don't have enough bumper stickers. We have... we might have to mix in tattoos.
I was bringing two bumper stickers, Greg. How many are you bringing?
I got three. Hey. I got three and about 10 tattoos left.
You realize this is Chicago. Okay? It's not Miami. These people will kill you.
They're going to bury us right next to Jimmy Hoffa?
They're
going to
take your cruise from you. Oh.
Well, you know, Clay's still reeling because he goes, I'm giving away what? Oh, my God. What did I agree to here? But no,
the reason he didn't make the announcement.
I'm still reeling simply because I was on a great boat in the Caribbean last week, and this week I had to shovel snow three times. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. I had to go back to Wyoming and do that. So it's you're in the great white, well, Midwest, I guess.
I'd hesitate. I think Chicago's Midwest. I don't think anybody would call Wyoming Midwest.
No. You haven't met Greg. Yeah. He's what we like to call geographically challenged.
Look, if you're looking at the map and you're slightly off to the left side of the map, that could still be the Midwest. On your perspective,
if it's a population skew map, you've got a chance of Wyoming being Midwest.
Okay,
he thinks we're in Hawaii right now.
Yes, he does.
There's Florida and everywhere else. That's really how I look at it, kind of. And that's where we are.
That's what a guy from Illinois would say.
I'm not from Illinois, so.
See, now I'm geographically challenged.
Yeah, see,
you're from Ohio. You're from Michigan. You're from Kentucky.
He's basically from the Midwest. We'll call it the Midwest.
I was just saying north of Florida.
He's from the middle, Bill. Yeah. From the middle.
All right, well, there you go. You got your plan. Join us at Our World Underwater next week and win a liveaboard trip from Explorer Ventures and Scuba Radio. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Listen to this show over the years. You know a lot about
nothing.
This show.
You know a lot about nothing.
No. It's a lot of this show is about experiencing things for the first time or unique adventures like, diving or snorkeling with humpback whales, sharks, whatever. And Patrick, who is hanging out with us today from the boat show, Captain Patrick, brought me a story about this lake. And this is where? At the north.
This is why I gave the story to
Antarctica.
Bill first.
Right?
Okay, it's Antarctica because you can't have a lake at the North Pole. Why? Anyone? Because the North Pole is on an ocean.
No, because...
So you don't get a lake inside of an ocean.
Well, yeah, like you're going to... Like Santa is going to build a
He's
workshop.
Got an indoor pool.
Right. On a lake.
This is Antarctica. Yeah. This is Lake Vostok. Named by the Russians who founded it. It is 160 miles long. It's 30 miles wide. They believe it has been sealed off in the ice of Antarctica for 20 million years.
Now, so they've drilled through the ice, which is how thick?
Well,
two miles.
They didn't drill through it. Actually, Vladimir Putin drilled through it.
That's not true.
It is true. You got to read the press release from his press office.
Well, yeah, typical. So it's like the ultimate ice dive, is what you're saying.
It's more than the ultimate ice dive. First of all, it will take you quite a while to get through the ice to the dive site. Secondly, it is not very big of an opening.
How big is the opening?
The size of a drill bit.
Oh. Yeah, that's not very big.
I mean, now it's going to be a decent-sized drill bit because they're drilling through 2 miles of ice. But they don't want to contaminate it because it has been uncontaminated for 20 million years. They say the oxygen levels very high there, 10 to 20 times normal oxygen levels.
Hmm.
So any creature who might be down there has lived in this isolation in a unique environment.
Isolation?
Yes.
Nice.
completely separated from everything else on this planet.
Interesting. All right, well, we'll have to look into... To making that my first ice dive.
You're not
right.
Going to travel to Antarctica.
I'm not
going to.
It's too damn cold. I want to go someplace warm like Fiji. So let's get Nick on the line. He's on Skype. We'll talk to him next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there because I hear it fills up really quick.
Jeff.
feel like we've been on this vacation before. Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Baby, this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and you know the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good.
Right.
I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
To the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Greg the Dive Master, with one of my close personal friends in Fiji. We pulled toenails together. You know, maybe there's a little too much information, but of course, I'm talking about one of the darling brothers, Nick in particular, from Voli Voli Resort in Fiji. Nick, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Greg. Doing well, mate, down here in Fiji.
Yeah, how could you not be doing well in Fiji? That's the question.
Well, actually, I'm sitting in my office above the swimming pool now, and it's raining, so it's not always sunshine here.
It's not always sunshine. Actually, right now in Fiji, this is your winter cyclone time, or what? This is like hurricane season in Fiji, or is there such a thing?
Yeah, we're coming into the tail end of it now. April is when we finish up. We call them cyclones down here, not hurricanes.
Right. Well, yeah, which one's right, hurricane or cyclone? Which one's worse or better?
I think it's the same thing, just in a different country.
Well, yeah.
Not entirely sure.
Well, I think yours are backwards. That's what I'm going to go with.
They could be.
Just like the toilet water, the way it flushes down the toilet, it goes the other way, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I would say that yours goes backwards.
No, I don't think that's right. I think it's the other way. But we could debate that for years, and we'll save that for a night of drinking there at the Dima Show in Vegas this year. Maybe something like that. But
sounds like a plan.
Yeah, but let's talk business. Let's talk about diving at Voli Voli Resort. You have world-class diving, whether it's cyclone season or not. I mean, have you been out there lately in between some of the rain you're having today?
Yeah, Greg, we've been going out, and we've been lucky enough lately that we've been doing some searching out some new dive sites, and we were heading out early a few days ago and managed to come across some manta rays that were mating on the surface. There was four huge manta rays mating on the surface, so we slipped a diver in the water there and got some video.
Hold on, Nick, let me get this straight. Are you saying you saw four manta rays having group sex on the surface of the water there in Fiji?
That's exactly what I'm saying, buddy.
Can you give us a little bit more graphic picture, or should we keep it PG here today?
I think we should definitely keep that PG or leave it for discovery.
Wow. Okay, so you guys were heading out to what dive site when you saw this little, they had this little voyeur action going on with the manta rays?
Well, the sites we're heading to, the sites we're just discovering now, so we haven't actually named them. Until we get some groups here, we'll give the groups the opportunity to name the dive sites, because we've been doing some research and finding new places to dive, because we've got some groups now that are coming back for the second, third times, and we want to be able to take them somewhere different with some more special diving in places they haven't been. So we haven't actually named the sites yet.
Yeah, I think you got to call at least one of them Manta Swingers Club. Yeah,
what would that be? It would be a Manta G, would it?
Okay,
an orgy?
It sounds good to me. I'm confused. Yeah. How do four mantas go at it at the same time? Are they paired off, or are they literally all four of them on top of each other?
They're paired off.
All right.
In the very close vicinity to each other.
So it's kind of like two couples and decided to swing, maybe, or something.
I'm not sure. I didn't actually ask them.
Yeah, okay. Just took pictures and moved on. Fair enough.
Creepy watching something.
You felt a little dirty after that, didn't you?
I did. But live, because we carried on at the site, and then all of a sudden we had two humpbacks breaching, fairly close, 200-300 meters away from the boat.
Wow. So you went from mating mantas to humpbacks. Man, I'm guessing that kind of turned you on. I don't know. Wouldn't it?
It did. It was quite creepy, really, the fact that it was humpback whales.
Yeah, of course. God help you if you would have came across some sperm whales. Oh, geez.
I don't know what was in the water that day, man.
It's a Fiji water. That's what it is, right? It just there's something magical about that stuff. But so you found some new sites that you're exploring. Didn't you guys get another boat too? Or at least still have the two boats or what?
We've got the two boats that are a couple of years old. One of them is a year old and the other one's a couple of years old. But we're just in the next 10 days, we'll be taking order of our new fishing boats, a 10.5-meter center console, custom built for popping and jigging, which will also back up as a smaller dive boat that could carry eight to 10 packs if we needed to on a nice sunny day.
Yeah. And yeah, that's one of the side activities you could do there at Voli Voli Resort. They got a beautiful little beach as well. You can work on your tan at the bar. Yeah, they got the local beer, Fiji Bitter, on tap right there at the Voli Voli Beach Bar. I mean, I just love your place, Nick. I mean, you never want to leave that place, do you? I mean, you're sitting there on Skype with us right now, glancing out, even though it's overcast. You're sitting in paradise. Do you ever feel like you're the luckiest man on the planet or what?
It does cross my mind sometimes. I also, it can be a job, and sometimes you need to get away. Hence the reason we come to Dima and see you and the mermaids.
Yes, and abuse your liver a little bit, maybe.
A lot of other things happening at the moment, Greg, too. We've just started construction on our new reception and boutique. So that's at the top of the car park. That'll have a nice drive. That'll just complete the resort. By the end of the year, we'll have that finished. And then we're also about to start construction on our spa. So we'll be able to treat people with a massage or whatever they like when they get back to diving.
Wow. All right, so you got a spa hookup going on too. When does the spa start?
We should be starting that in the next sort of 4 to 6 weeks.
That'll be well underway then by the time the Dive Fiesta happens in May, when hopefully we might be able to come out there and see you again, you think?
Absolutely. If not, we'll just have to get one of our masseuses in for massages beside the pool.
What do these spa people look like?
You'll have to wait and see, Greg.
Yeah, well, last time I got a spa treatment or a massage in Fiji, it was with a dude. Can I request a female masseuse now, Nick?
Just from memory, did you come out of that with a big smile on your face and pink toenails?
Well, you know what? It was another country, and what happens in Fiji stays in Fiji. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But yeah, give me a female masseuse. That's my only request. But I like it. You know, you got a lot of stuff going on. The diving is world class. You can't do any better than Voli Voli Beach Resort there in Fiji. And you fly right into Nandi, just a couple hours in a cab or in a bus, maybe not even that, and you're there sitting in paradise, kicking back and enjoying yourself. You got some specials going on right now as well.
Yes, that's right. With what we've got running at the moment, Greg, with a book buy period for the end of February, is for a couple of buddies traveling together, and first traveler pays full fare, second traveler pays 50% of the full package. So it's a fairly good deal.
Yeah, so basically bring your buddy and don't tell him about any deals, and you get to go for half price. That's pretty much what you're supposed to do, right, Nick?
Yep, that's right. So just email Lynn and she'll fill your details in.
Yeah, Lynn is her U.S. reservations office lady, and she definitely will hook you up big time. VoliVoli.com, that's the website to go to and connect with Nick and the gang. Nick, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
It's always a pleasure for us down here too, Greg, and we'll keep that Fiji bitter nice and cold for you when you're here for Dive Fiesta.
Very nice. Sounds good. All right, Nick, take care, buddy. See ya.
Okay, mate.
All right, there you go. We got our plans set for May for Fiji, but next weekend it's off to Our World Underwater. Pat Hammer is the man behind the madness, hosting that dive event, the largest diving event in the Midwest, if not the country, as far as I'm concerned. It's an awesome event, and Pat is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Patrick?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great. How are you all doing?
Good, good, good. We've already talked about the big giveaway that we're going to do with Explore Ventures. I'm excited about that. I think there might be a few entries from folks in the Midwest that'd like to get away to the Turks and Caicos with us. Are you one of those as well, Patrick?
Yeah, I'm going to start throwing my entries out early.
Yes.
To go there, I want to go on that trip.
Yeah, who wouldn't? That'll be a fun time.
You got Dan Orr going, right?
What's that?
You got Dan Orr going with it?
Yeah, we got Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network. Yep, they're going to be on board.
We're going to have
Scuba Cowboy hopefully be on board. And, of course, we'll have a mermaid or two thrown in for good pleasure. What's that, Bill? Bill's looking at me. Can't kind of give me that look.
Well, because I think you meant to say thrown in for good measure, but you used a word which rhymes with measure.
Yeah. I meant to do that.
All righty, then.
That puppet is a lot of fun. When you're out at sea for an extended period. You know
I hope it's getting dried out now.
Yeah, it is. It's being sanitized. Patrick, tell us about Our World Underwater. I know
Greg, your hand is so...
Okay,
that's not your hand.
Hey. Patrick, let's talk about Our World Underwater. What are some of the festivities planned for next weekend there at the Rosemont Center?
Well, I'm really excited. We have Phil Newton coming in.
And
he's going to be emceeing the film festivals on Friday night, as well as he's got a presentation on Saturday night, so that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, Phil Newton, the man behind the Newt suit, deep diving scientist. I don't know, what would you got, Explorer, Aquanaut? He's done everything.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. So he's going to show some stuff off at the film festival on Saturday night, huh?
Yes.
And what else do we have?
I'm a photographer, Andy Brooks. You know him?
Yeah. Andy Brooks, right? Wait, is that right?
Ernie.
Yes, Ernie. Yeah. We talked to him at the DEMA show. So him and Phil are going to be participating in the film festival. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk more about what's going to happen next weekend.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Next week, we're getting down in Chicago. Well, at least we're going to be talking about diving in Chicago. Patrick Hammer from Our World Underwater is on the line with us to talk about the largest diving event in the Midwest, if not the world. It's massive. It's just the place where anybody who has anything to do with diving will be next weekend. Right, Patrick?
Oh, I believe so.
Yes. And so a big film festival Saturday night. Let's not forget, of course, we're going to be there doing Scuba Radio Live this year. Last couple of years, we've done a recorded version of the show, but we're actually going to record. We're going to broadcast live from the show floor next Saturday from Our World Underwater. Bill's looking at me like we are. Whoa!
That's just the sort of thing
that
we would have talked about at the pre-production meeting today. Yes.
Yeah, that is the plan. unless Bill tells me something different when we get off the air today. But we have that. We have the Scuba Cowboy. We'll have our We're going to, you know, he has some new songs to play for everybody with a little diving twist to them. And, of course, we're going to have our Scuba Radio Mermaids on display to try to warm things up. What's the weather been like in Chicago lately there, Patrick? Has it been a little on the chilly side?
It's 25 degrees out, but sunny, so it looks beautiful.
Yeah, is there snow on the ground?
Inside.
Is there snow?
A little bit.
A little bit of snow. Because, you know, we have actually three mermaids that have not been to Our World Underwater before that are going to make their mermaid debut next Saturday.
And they need to make snow mermaids.
They want to make snow mermaids. I told them that was part of their hazing ceremony to be a Scuba Radio mermaid is to be a Scuba Radio mermaid
angel.
It's not
a hazing thing. It is an honor to be able to. It's an honor just to be nominated.
It's part of their job description, yes.
It is something which they get to do, not something that they have to do.
It's a privilege.
It is a privilege.
And an honor.
That it is.
Okay.
Not everyone gets to do it. Most people are prevented by their doctors and parents.
Yes. But we conveniently, we don't really let them onto this little piece of information before until after they get there.
Right, because fortunately the mermaids never listen to the program.
Yes.
That really helps us out a lot.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have any. Anyway, moving on. So you got the film festival Saturday night. What, 150-plus exhibits there, thereabouts maybe? Something like that?
About 250 exhibits.
Oh, there you go. Well, I was off slightly.
Yeah, we did a really good job. We did a good job this year.
Yeah. Are you seeing a little uptick in activity as far as the diving community up there in the Midwest, or what?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think the recession came behind us. Everybody's excited. They're doing a lot of classes. So I think it's going to be a good year for all the divers.
Yes, good deal. And, you know, there's all kinds of giveaways. We're giving away two spots on our trip in October to the Turks and Caicos. If you go there, there's all kinds of other giveaways that people can register for and little trinkets and things that they can walk around and find out where they want to dive next. Is it still true that I hear the number one dive site in Chicago is O'Hara International Airport? Is that true, Patrick, there where all the divers travel or what?
Yeah, everybody goes through O'Hara. I still want to call it Lake Michigan. I love diving out on our lake.
You do. Do they, Lake Michigan doesn't, it never freezes over, no. Or it does portions of Like the coast, will it start to freeze over or no?
Yeah, parts of it will start to freeze, yes.
Do they ever do any ice diving there? Do they ever do any ice diving?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
So you're saying I could go there and actually do an ice dive next week?
No,
you
could.
In theory.
Yeah. In theory, you could. In practical application, no.
Yeah.
No, you will not go and do an ice dive next week.
Because I'm a warm water wuss? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But have you done that, Patrick? Have you dove Lake Michigan in the winter?
Yes, I have. Oh, yeah.
You are a better man than I.
That almost goes without saying.
Right now, it's so warm that we don't have ice.
Yeah, no ice. Damn global warming.
So we had to cancel ice diving last weekend.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, so and there's no ice to do an ice dive yet. Now, I know you usually have a plan that after you do Our World Underwater, which is a massive undertaking, and hats off to you for putting that event on every year. But after that, usually head off and do some major vacation. You got that in plans as well this year, or what?
Oh, I do. I take my wife to Hawaii afterwards, since she's earned that working so hard for the show.
Exactly, because Patrick, you know, all that work leading up to the show—that is just way too much work. But he's actually smiling and very happy, and I think it's because he's happy with things are going. But no, he's like, hey, Monday, I'm out of here to Hawaii. I couldn't be happier. So I think it's a great motivational plan that you've put in place for yourself there.
I like it.
Yes, I don't blame you. I'm sure your wife does too. And we look forward to being up there next week. You can go to ourworldunderwater.com, get all the information for tickets, exhibiting, hotels, anything you need to know about the show. We'll be right there online. Make sure you join us next weekend for a live broadcast, music and mermaids and mayhem. We'll do our part and help make this another awesome year for you, Patrick, okay?
Hey, I appreciate it. It's going to be a ball.
Yes, it will. All right, you have a good day. I'll let you get back to it.
You guys here. Take care. Bye-bye.
There you go. Patrick Hammer from Our World Underwater, ourworldunderwater.com.
You know what I'm surprised at? I'm surprised they haven't tried to use the skills of some of the Native American population, because you know that there's some in that area, some tribes of Native Americans, and maybe they could do that famous ice dance. You know, they do. Everybody knows they do rain dances,
yeah.
But they also do the ice dance.
They do the ice dance.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice.
If that's how you're going to end the show?
Really? That's... And the sad part is, I don't have anything to top it. Oh, my God.
Make sure you check out the Facebook page for Scuba Radio and the World of Boating, since Scott and Patrick's here.
Yep.
And there will be video clips this week, assuming the World of Boating news team doesn't mind doing twice as much work as usual, to post some video probably tomorrow. So become our friend on Facebook.
Yes, because we have none. And we are really...
We have no real friends. We'll take Facebook friends.
That's right. Come on, help us out. We're lonely.
We're no George Takei.
Till next week, when we broadcast live from Chicago, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.